My guests today are the artistic director of Farmers Alley Theater, Jeremy Koch. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Kara. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And we're also joined by the multi-talented Jiraiya Kwame, who has composed and created lyrics and written the story of Sophia, Our Beloved. It's a production that hits your screens this weekend. And Jiraiya, thank you very much for joining us also.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Wish you could be here in person, Jiraiya.
No.
So I know there's a lot of history here, but I do want to start off with the brand new thing, Jeremy. What is Farmers Alley Theater's Creator Studio?
Yes, the Creator Studio is a new series where we hope to find, cultivate, and develop new works. It's something we've always been interested in and excited about, but haven't always been able to really make it happen. A few times we've done it, but now we are all in, and we're thrilled that Sophia, Our Beloved, is the inaugural event. Because with this series, with this Creator Studio, we're going to be especially passionate about helping artists with ties to Kalamazoo. And of course, Jiraiya would fit that bill. So we're picturing stage readings, recordings, workshops, anything to help foster the next generation of artists and arts makers and ensure that there continues to be exciting theatrical events now and for years to come.
You know, I do have a recollection of you engaging in this activity many times in the past, including, you know, a not completely ready for primetime show from Jeremy Siskind some years ago. So why formalize it? I mean, was that an important step?
Well, I think that, you know, with many organizations, the idea of, you know, branding or just, you know, putting a title on it, putting a nice package ribbon and bow on it, as opposed to just throwing it out there. I think that that's really what we're going for. I have to give credit to Julie Nenitz, our marketing and creative consultant, because she's really pushed us in that direction to say, hey, why don't we have a creator studio series? And so she helped guide us there. But yes, and it's really funny you mentioned the Jeremy Siskind event, which was called Unfriended. He had written some original music, and he felt like it would work in a sort of a workshop situation. And the lead in one of the singers in that production of Unfriended was Allie Grace Rupert, and Allie Grace is playing the lead in this production of Sophia, Our Beloved. So you've really helped us go full circle, Kara. Thank you.
I was just picturing a circle coming all the way back around. As happens in the Kalamazoo creative community from time to time, one of the things that's great about living in this town is the communication that is fostered between people who sometimes have their own patch, but they're often willing to, invite others onto it and see what grows quite often.
That's right.
Well, that's right. So your first choice and, the inauguration of the Creator Studio series was to bring in Jiraiya Kwame. And that needs a little background, I think. Jiraiya, I know that you grew up here in Kalamazoo. And the other thing is, this is not your first musical, even though you are a very young performer still.
I got my start. I actually got my start writing when I was about 10 years old. I started writing just songs for myself to sing, and I performed an R&B album that I wrote and produced myself and performed that with different artists opening up. And then I fell in love with musical theater when my mom's nonprofit, which is called Kindergarten to College Arts and Education Center, my mom and my family put together all the shows that I wrote growing up in high school, including Dream, a new musical, which was about Martin Luther King Jr. And we put that up at the Little Theater. And then we also did another show called Underdog while I was still in high school. And that was also put up at the Little Theater. And Sophia, Our Beloved is actually the fourth musical I've written. I started writing it when I was a freshman in college. And it's been a long journey with this show. I got the idea and was able to, I was a musical theater major in college at Western Michigan University, so I was able to use the resources around me, like my peers and classmates who were musical theater majors, and I recorded some initial demos for the show and got a draft of the script down, and I've been really just working on it the last 5 years or so, and so I was completely ready when Jeremy came to me wanting to work on something. I knew that this was the project to do.
So it was an idea that at first. How did this idea come to you, and why did you want to flesh it out, this idea of an imposter arriving in a town?
Totally. So my freshman year, I was in a philosophy class, as one does, and we were learning about the different theories of, like, fate, like determinism and all these different theories of what makes us who we are and what controls, you know, the path that you end up going on in your life. And I remember being so interested in the idea. Determinism basically is the idea that every choice and everything that happens to us and every choice we make, that actually defines exactly who we are. And without those choices, we could not exist, which is definitely a very big idea that it makes sense that it was lingering in the recesses of my mind. And then I had a dream one night, or I guess a nightmare. I was like, in this dream, I was a girl and I was on a bus, and I like got off the bus and I was like in this place, and everyone was saying like, "Oh wow, Sophia, you're back." And it was like very creepy because I was very confused. I'm like, "I'm not Sophia, I'm Dry. What are you talking about?" And they're like, "No, you're Sophia. We've been waiting for you. You finally returned home." And I remember waking up like in a panic, like there was something very odd about it. And so I just wrote the idea of that down. And really, I took that idea and that concept and remembering the feeling of, you know, being recognized as someone who I wasn't and thus feeling obligated to go along with it because I could tell they were so happy that I was her in this dream. That kind of shaped the story from scratch for me. And so then I ended up coming up with the idea of Lee being this orphan who, you know, has spent her life in group homes, and she was left at a fire station by her mother when she was 3. And so she always has longed to know who she is, and she's always longed to have a place where she belongs and people that love her. So when her bus breaks down while she's on the way to find her mother, and that's her origin story, she breaks down in Mosby, where they think that she is Sophia, this long-lost daughter of the mayor and this prized child in the family who went missing when she was 3. And so it's a coincidence that kind of puts our protagonist in a pickle of figuring out if she's going to be honest with these people or if she's going to succumb to her desire to have a place, even if that means that she lies. And it kind of is a tragedy in the sense that our main character has a big conflict that allows her to kind of sacrifice her morals a little bit to try to get to that ending. And the cast of players that she meets in Mosby all reveal that they too, in certain ways, are pretending to be someone that they're not. And so it's been a long journey finding the different layers of the story, and all the characters have their own backgrounds and their own arcs, and it all kind of culminates in this one event. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What a fascinating topic that starts with an absolutely unsettling dream. I mean, are we who we think we are? Are we other people's expectations? My goodness.
Yeah.
The lead character has two names, Lee and Sophia, and this is a great time to have a listen to origin story. But first, I would like Jeremy to tell our listeners exactly how they can see this weekend Sophia, Our Beloved, the new musical from Jiraiya Kwame, and how they can access it. Jeremy?
Absolutely, yes. And if you're fascinated by that story, as I'm sure you are, and you're going to be thrilled to hear the song coming up. So you're definitely going to want to get some tickets. They are free. And, you know, that is part of Farmers Alley's mission to make theater and theatrical events more inclusive and accessible to all. And I want to give a shout out to our sponsors a little bit later who are helping make that happen. But First, to answer your question, please just go to our website, farmersalleytheater.com, and all the info is there. And you can register for just reserving a free ticket for either this Friday, March 26th at 8, this Saturday, the 27th at 8, or this Sunday, March 28th at 2 p.m. That's all you have to do. Just go to our website and reserve that ticket and then join us this weekend to watch the actual event.
Okay. Jariah, we know this song is sung by Lee/Sophia. What else would you like us to know about Origin Story? And who is actually performing this in the version we'll hear?
Yes, you're going to hear the wonderfully talented Allie Grace, who is playing the role of Lee, and she is singing Origin Story. And pretty much all you need to know is that the given circumstance is that Lee is on a Greyhound bus on her way to New Orleans to try to track down her mother.
My life I've wondered who I'm meant to be. I tried to find the answer in my heart. Confusing like the message that you left for me, 'cause I've been destined for dilemma from the start. An orphan seeking validation, you left me at a fire station 15 years ago, and now I have to know. If I look into your eyes, is there something I'll recognize, or are you just a stranger? This is a defining chapter, not even sure what I am after. But if this journey ends in a disaster, it'll be worth it. I need an answer. I think I deserve it. In the road we belong, but I'm gonna find you. My past made me strong. I follow behind you, 'cause I'm ready to know my origin story. It might take some time, but I can be patient. Straight in my spine, I'm hopeful of chasing. Maybe it'll finally make sense when I hear my origin story. When you see my face, I wonder if you'll know that I'm the little girl you left behind. I used to imagine you, I'd let that go. I just couldn't choose a picture in my mind. So many things to say to you, some sweet but still some angry too. I'm sure you can imagine I've had time to think. What comes next, I have no clue. I didn't fully think that through. I kinda like the danger.
That's music, lyrics, and story by Jariah Kwame, who is my guest here on Classical WMUK, along with the artistic director of Farmers Alley Theater, Jeremy Koch. Sophia, Our Beloved, is the new musical, which will get a virtual reading on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, thanks to Farmers Alley Theater's new Creator Studio series. And it is free to all. You'll just have to visit the website, farmersalleytheater.com. And we're going to hear yet another song from this new piece, but I'd like to get back into our discussion with Jeriah and Jeremy. It's a very accomplished song, Jeriah. I mean, you are no beginner with this world of music theater. Wonderful performers you've included in this song. And so you have great so-called instruments in terms of actor singers. And but it starts with you, right? Are you at a keyboard? Are you playing a guitar? Or how are you working out the nuts and bolts of this?
Yeah, my process is quite organic. I didn't really realize that until I've now seen a lot of the way that other people work, which is just as impressive. A lot of people work on the lyrics first, or they'll come up with a melody and figure out the chord structure first. But I think because I am an actor, and I for me, it kind of always comes back to giving the actor what the actor needs to tell the story, giving them a map in order to follow it to get to, you know, the destination you write for them. And so for me, a lot of it comes from, I will go to my keyboard and I will just kind of improv a bit as the character in the music. I'm completely self-taught when it comes to instruments. So with piano, I use my ear and I go to the piano and I will, you know, come up with some sort of musical texture or idea. And then I'll kind of just start singing as the character and just letting it kind of pour through me a bit and writing down what I like and recording things that maybe happened really organically so I don't forget them. And I kind of just work through, and then there's a lot of editing afterwards to make sure that those ideas, you know, have some sharply drawn ideas as opposed to just whatever I thought of in the moment. And then it's just a matter of, you know, looking at it from the outside with the arrangement and adding bells and whistles to make it sound like the audience will hear it. And it's really fun for me, and it's every single time I do it, it gets easier. And so I'm very thankful that it is able to be so organic.
So songs are coming from the character, from the point as you envision them, whether it's part of the words or just a feeling or an attitude. In some musicals, you'll see characters almost get their own musical styles. I'm thinking of Thomas Jefferson in Hamilton or something.
Yeah.
Is that something you also do? You kind of adopt. I know that you're very versed. I can just hear you're extremely versed in many styles of music to draw from. And it sounds like that was part of your upbringing as well. So when it comes to the next character to have a feature, does that play into it? Do you hear a different style or change instruments or something like that?
Totally. Yeah. For me, when I'm writing most shows, I kind of think of a character's musical voice as their personality. I think that, I admire Stephen Sondheim a lot, the composer, you know, most known for Into the Woods and Sweeney Todd and all those beautiful musicals. And what he oftentimes will do with the actual music that a character's singing is, and instead of a style being necessarily linear to, you know, a character's, ethnicity or background or personality directly, a lot of times the music itself tells us things about, you know, the atmosphere of the actual place that this person is in, or if they're thinking a lot, he'll add a big flurry of 16th notes to make it feel kind of like that person is processing information. And those kind of visual things, almost visual things that you can kind of find that imagery to help you understand what's going on with the character. I think I lead with that. In the case of Sophia, Our Beloved, it does take place in Mosby, Arkansas. So for the characters who are native to Mosby, it was important to me that there is a little element of country-isms within these characters, which is actually heard in the other song, Somehow I Knew, which is the role of Peyton, the small town country boy who used to be best friends with Sophia and now has a crush on Lee because he thinks it's her. And so that song, I wrote it on the piano, but I knew that it needed to have a little bit more of a country vibe. So in this rendition, it is actually accompanied by a guitar, which really helps paint that Arkansas picture.
This is a fascinating discussion with Jiraiya Kwame, who wrote and wrote the music and lyrics and book to Sophia, Our Beloved, which will debut on the Creator Studio series from Farmers Alley Theater on Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Those are three opportunities to see this new work from one of our local artist heroes. And details can be found at farmersalleytheater.com. Perhaps, Jiraiya, I know you left Kalamazoo. Where are you and what are you up to in the meantime?
Yeah, so it's actually interesting. I had moved to New York City March of last year, which was ended up being the worst timing ever. I was there for about 20 days, and then it became clear that the pandemic was going to be shutting everything down. So I am actually now back local in Michigan for the next couple of months until I'm moving back to the East Coast. I'm currently living in Battle Creek, and I've just been working from home. I've been very blessed and lucky to get a lot of amazing opportunities that I can do remotely. So I've just been in the studio in my house and working virtually and writing music, and not really much has changed, except for the fact that I never leave my house, which I think we all relate to.
Well, it's good to know you're 20 miles away instead of, you know, 600.
exactly.
Jeremy, what are audiences going to see? This is not a fully staged musical with all the things you'd be worrying about right now. Is it's 2 days away from, 2 or 3 days away from the premiere. What is a virtual reading and what's it going to look like? And who else is involved in making this come off as a success?
Yes, great questions. It's funny. All of the intense work getting it ready has already been done. You're right. Normally this would be, you know, tonight would be one of our final dress rehearsals before opening weekend. But the intense work has already been done. So normally when you see a virtual reading, typically, you kind of see that Brady Bunch look where you'll have multiple faces and multiple boxes, you know, kind of talking heads. And sometimes that works really well and sometimes it doesn't. What we tried to do with this version, this event, this Sophia, Our Beloved virtual reading, is we tried to take it to the next level a little bit. And that is thanks to not only Jiraiya, but our directors, Arisia Staten and Teresa L. Tomey. And these fabulous women, these strong, smart, intelligent women, said, let's make it a little more creative, a little more artistic, a little more involved. Let's have some blocking. Let's have people stand up.
And, let's not do the easy thing.
Yeah, like we're all in our homes and we're all basically sitting and looking at the screens, but, you know, theater is supposed to be on its feet, right? So we're actually standing up, you know, we'll be out of frame, as they call it, you know, be off camera. We'll sort of enter the cameras. It will capture us entering and leaving. So it feels a little bit more like an actual theatrical event. And then the brilliant Todd Lewis is our video editor, and he took all of this. So Arisia and Teresa gave us the blocking and where to look. And then Todd took all of that scene work and edited it together. So it looks like we're looking at each other and not just staring into the camera lens of a laptop. And I think that will give our audiences something even more exciting and more, you know, theatrical to look at. And then we also had the idea, I can't remember, Jiraiya, if it was Arisia or Teresa, but to lip sync a few of the lines so that the songs could be better interwoven, you know, singing live, Kara, on like a Zoom or any of these streaming platforms is very difficult. Getting the sound right with music and vocals, especially if it's like a duet situation. So we wanted to have the songs pre-recorded, but we had the idea to blend that in a little bit better by lip-syncing a few of the first lines and then showing like a lyric sheet so that the audience could read along and really get a sense of each song. So kudos to Arisia, Teresa, and Todd. for being the main people sort of behind the scenes. And I'm thrilled to have our audiences see their work. And then you asked about the cast. So, not only Ali Grace playing the lead of Lee/Sophia, my wife, Deneen Mulay-Koch, plays Pearl, who is the mother whose daughter, Sophia, went missing. And so who thinks that, you know, Ali's character, this Lee character, is Sophia come back. I play the husband, Richard, Sophia's, father. And then we also have Rachel Sell, fabulous singer from Western, Julianne Howe-Bowens, who was in our production of Doubt at Farmers Alley not too long ago, Marcus Jordan, who was in the very first musical at Farmers Alley Theater, Some Enchanted Evening. And then Jason Koch, my son, is in it, Frankie Gonzalez, Amanda Nager, and then Fred Stella and Amy McFadden do some voiceover work. Fred's the narrator, and Amy plays Lee's mother in a flashback voiceover thing. So thrilled about the cast. The whole creative team could not be more excited.
You just heard from Jeremy Koch, artistic director of Farmers Alley Theater, and Sophia, Our Beloved, which is the kickoff to the Creators Studio series presented by Farmers Alley, was written by Jeriah Kwame, who is also on the line with us for the next few minutes. I was just kind of curious, in the future, we'll be able to be back in theaters, most likely. But it strikes me that, especially for this series of nascent works, perhaps these kinds of free video viewings might be a great way to share the work around the world.
I definitely agree. And Jiraiya has a huge following because he's so talented and he's really good with social media marketing. So he's got a huge following on his Instagram and his YouTube channels. And he's worked with lots of major people in the industry. So I think a lot of them are going to be watching this event this weekend that normally would not be able to. So yeah, that's sort of my catchphrase, silver linings. I think that these virtual things are a silver lining to this otherwise very difficult pandemic, especially for the arts industry. And I see this as, like you said, as a supplement, as a complement, sometimes as a main feature, a main focus. So I very much am looking forward to getting back to truly traditional live theater. I miss it so much. And I know Jiraiya doesn't care. I know you do too. And our listeners, but, until then, we're trying to make these virtual events as artistic as possible. But yes, I can see this being something that could be a really good supplement. Someone who can't make it, maybe someone's out of town on the weekend that we do the next Jiraiya musical, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they could, if we record it properly or if we do a virtual version of it, then they'd be able to. So you're absolutely right.
Jiraiya, are you aware of any particular luminaries who might be tuning in this weekend to see this performance?
Yes, I have been very lucky in the last year to make some amazing connections. A lot of songwriter legends that I met as my master teachers when I participated in the Johnny Mercer Songwriting Project, hosted virtually but normally at Northwestern. Mm-hmm. So my master teachers, who have now become mentors and friends of mine, Andrew Lippo, who's known for writing, The Wild Party and The Addams Family, amongst others, he will be watching. And Stephen Bray, who wrote The Color Purple and an entire album for Madonna, just to name a few.
Holy cow.
He will be watching. Lindy Robbins, who is a number one top hit songwriter, who is actually with the publishing company that I just signed with, Cobalt. Her name is Lindy Robbins. She wrote, Classic by Jason Derulo. She recently wrote a song by Dixie D'Amelio, who's really big right now on TikTok. And I mean, that's just to name a few. She's a huge songwriter, as well as Claire Carnelia. And so all these teachers and a lot of industry professionals who I've been, connecting with and, getting to know how this industry really works through them, they will all be tuning in to really see my premiere first big show that they've been able to see. So it's really exciting to know that in addition to some of my subscribers from YouTube, there will be some other people as well.
As well as the Farmers Alley Theater regulars.
Yes. This is important.
Jiraiya, it seems to me that you are on the cusp of an enduring profession, an enduring career.
Thank you.
What, as you look at this, as you see your horizons widening and your those many paths opening up, you know that you have to, I think, protect what inspires you, protect the flame of inspiration that has given you all this energy so far. How do you do that? How are you going to be careful of this?
Yeah, for me, I think because I'm self-taught and I had to sit with myself and sit with my inspirations and sit with, you know, the goals that I wanted to get to, and that's how I've either gotten to this point, I am constantly learning, constantly reinventing myself. I am constantly stepping out of my comfort zone. Like, in the last couple months, actually, while we were producing this project, I was writing the music for Twelfth Night at Chicago Shakes by William Shakespeare. So that has been, you know, a challenge. For the first time, I'm now expected to create music that is sophisticated enough for William Shakespeare. So, you know, a lot of research and listening to different music that I may not necessarily have been familiar with before, constantly taking in as much art as I can in different mediums, staying up to date with pop culture, but also digging back into the past. That for me is enough. I think that there have been so many brilliant artists of the past. It is quite easy for me to learn from them and try to, you know, crack the code of honest songwriting and honest storytelling. And the more I take in, the more I can put out. And so in addition to keeping my mental health at a good place and staying healthy and staying happy and being social and making sure I don't just shut myself in the studio for hours all day and actually getting out into the world, that all helps me, I think, stay an artist and be a better artist.
Okay. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Again, Sophia, Our Beloved is a brand new piece that premieres Friday and continues through Sunday at Farmers Alley Theater. You can find ways to get it on your screen for free at farmersalleytheater.com. Well, I'd like to thank Jariah and Jeremy for joining me today on Classical WMUK. Any last thoughts, Jeremy?
Well, thank you, as always, for the support. You've been a tremendous supporter of Farmers Alley Theater. And I know you love Jariah as well, and I know you're going to love this event. I just wanted to once again encourage everyone to go to farmersalleytheater.com for ticket information. And finally, I did want to jump back to my previous statement about our sponsors. Like I said, Farmers Alley is committed and dedicated to making theater and theatrical events and art like this accessible and inclusive to all people. And these tickets are free. And the way that we are doing that is through sponsorships. So, of course, we rely on our patrons to make donations, and they've been very generous that way. But we also rely on great organizations and businesses such as the Kalamazoo Promise and Jeff K. Ross Financial Services. Those two organizations have lent financial support to help Farmers Alley be able to offer tickets for free to the public, to Sophia, Our Beloved, a virtual reading, and we are extremely grateful.
And Jariah, would you please introduce Somehow I Knew as we head out of the studio and on to other things?
Yes. So this song you're going to hear is the character Peyton, who I described earlier, the charming small-town boy who was smitten by Lee and used to be childhood friends with Sophia. He is played by Jason Koch, who is wonderful, and this is also featured a guitar part by Patrick Oberstedt, who is a friend from the Johnny Mercer songwriting project. So this is Somehow I Knew.
The moment that I saw your face, I recognized the girl I played with, crystal clear as soon as I looked at you. Somehow I knew. And when I look in your eyes, I identify a girl that I know, or that I knew a long time ago. I'd say I'm a religious man. I believe that the big guy has a plan. Everything that happens, happens for a reason. Everyone has their season. I think this one's Sophia's. Plus life's known to lead us back home, no matter how long you've been gone. plus. What are the odds that your bus just crashed here? A coincidence doesn't stand much chance here. This was meant to be, it's what they call destiny. Open your eyes and you'll see, you don't decide your fate if you receive it. Destiny is never deceiving, just go for the ride. You'll find that's easier than not believing. When fate decides to throw a curve, just swing the bat, just fake the nerve. If you strike out, at least you swung. This metaphor's confusing. What was I saying? Looks like fate decided to send you home. You're kinda different now, I kinda like it. Just so you know, I never gave up on you. Somehow